turnout for elections 2014, that is, voter turnout, may be headed to historically low levels for midterm elections. Historically low levels for midterm elections. That stunning fact is as a result of an analysis of the first 25 primary states by the Nonpartisan Center for the Study of the American Electorate. If that is true, I find that absolutely astounding. Apathy at its worst. Tragic and devastating for America. You will pardon my incredulity, but I simply cannot believe that we the people are that indifferent to our country, our future, and perhaps more importantly, our children. Next week, we the people elect 435 congresspersons. We elect every single member of the House of Representatives for yet another term of 2 years, no matter how long they have been in Washington. We elect or re-elect the Boehners, the Pelosis, and so many others who have been there for years, term after term, whether deservedly or not. And we do so with less than 50% of the American voters who are eligible to vote. Incredible. Analysts say that most people who vote for Congress, their representatives, do not understand the candidate's platform, or their priorities, or their points of view, or their philosophy. Not really. Perhaps certain generalities, but not specifics. For example, a Republican voter would know that a candidate is Republican, somewhat conservative, but with little or no idea about the specifics of that candidate's beliefs and intentions once elected. Congresspersons running for election or re-election may, for example, rant and rave about Obamacare, how terrible this dastardly act is for America, but not make clear their position as to how they would handle Obamacare if elected. Or they can talk about repeal, or fundamental change, or even refusing the funding for this act, the monies which the legislation requires, all of which may sound good to a Republican or a conservative voter, but when in office and unaccountable to us for 2 years, will that candidate do what he or she promises, or fold into the party and the party line, and compromise, and really do nothing, nothing at all except what the party wants? And that's for 2 straight years. We never really know, do we? Remember, in Washington, you have to go along to get along, especially if you are brand new, newly elected. You're the new kid on the block. Know your place. That new kid on the block in Congress has very little influence, so they say. I always wondered why. Perhaps that is why, at least in part, American voters are apathetic. Congress has a 14% approval rating, which means that only 1 in 7 Americans think that Congress does a good job, the work and the legislation which America needs. Most Americans think they just don't do it. And that's 1 out of 7 of us. 1 out of 7. Why, therefore, the rationale goes, why then bother to vote when nothing really changes in Congress, no matter whom I vote for? That says the average American citizen. At least 1 out of 2 of them. Whatever happens November 4 happens, and my vote, my one vote, doesn't really matter much at all, does it? So goes the thinking of the political apathetic. No matter that in reality, America desperately needs that one vote and all like it. Your vote, and all votes. America can never be America unless it knows what you want, and what you think, and how you wish your representatives to vote. No matter where you reside, in what state you live, your state has a certain amount of House of Representatives to elect. The largest state with the most representatives is California. You, we the people of California, how will you vote? How will you vote? And will you take seriously the responsibility to vote for the right representatives for the great state of California, and even more so, for the greater America and for all of us, we the people, California? Will you? I hope and pray so. But California, America needs your vote, the right vote. Then there follows the great state of New York. So many representatives, so many representatives. New Yorkers have so many opportunities to vote right and do right for America. I pray the citizens of that great state will do just that. And then there is Colorado, one great state. There are critical elections, House and Senate, elections critical for America. I can only pray that the citizens of that great state will vote right, so that right-thinking Americans, loyal to the Constitution and the rule of law, will represent that great state, and consequently all of us, everywhere in America, in every state, are depending upon the citizens of Colorado to vote and to vote right. Please do that. And yet another great state, the state of Alabama. We can only hope and pray that this great state sends the right representatives to Congress, men and women who will think right and vote right. America desperately needs right-thinking Alabamians in Washington. I pray that the citizens of this great state will send the right congresspersons, right-thinking and right-voting for all of us, all Americans. And Michigan, the great state of Michigan. In the great city of Detroit, the Crawford Broadcasting Company was born as we acquired and began to operate the great station WMUZ-FM. That was 56 years ago. 56 years ago in Detroit. How deep our roots are in that great city, and how great our love and caring are for the great state of Michigan. We will do anything in our power to help preserve the once great Detroit and make it grow again and solve its problems. Our city and our state of Michigan face so many serious and severe problems, the most significant of which, of course, is financial. There is bankruptcy and insolvency everywhere in Detroit, in actuality and potentiality. Most of America knows that. And we can only pray that the right-thinking citizens will rise up, vote, and vote right for men and women who will think right, think morally, and with the highest constitutional integrity to represent us in Washington, and that they, these rightly elected representatives, will bring solutions for the problems of Detroit and the great state of Michigan, and aggressive and right-thinking leadership as congresspersons in Washington, D.C. I pray that happens, and I ask that you do the same. There are those who are Republican who hope and pray and, of course, vote in such a way that the Republicans will regain control of the United States Senate. If so, that would mean the re-election of existing Republican senators running for election in 2014 and the gaining of some 6 new senatorial seats in states where races may be highly competitive between Democrat and Republican. Republicans hope to win senatorial races in the great state of Michigan and New Hampshire and Colorado and Iowa as 4 examples. If the Republicans can win the senatorial races in those states, the party is well on the way to once again controlling the United States Senate. Then there are the very competitive political senatorial races occurring in the great states of Georgia and Kentucky. In fact, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, current senator from Kentucky, is in a hotly contested senatorial race, and both his seat and position as Republican leader in the Senate are at issue. Defeating McConnell would be a major victory for the Democrats and a severe blow to the Republicans. A political loss by Senator McConnell would be akin to that which occurred to former House of Representatives Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia. Some say that Cantor took his nomination in the primaries too much for granted. Perhaps all vested Republicans learned serious political lessons, and they have taken both the primaries now over and certainly the elections far more seriously, as Eric Cantor should have. And there are critical senatorial races in the great states of Arkansas, North Carolina, Alaska, and Louisiana. Republicans hope to win all 4, but so do the Democrats. The outcome of the senatorial races, how we the people decide in those 4 great states, will go far in determining whether Democrats retain control of the U.S. Senate or the Republicans regain control of the United States Senate. Watch those races carefully. They should be fascinating. They will say a lot about how we the people really think. And then there are hotly contested senatorial races in West Virginia and Montana, and South Dakota, so that, in total, my fellow Americans, there are 13 crucial senatorial races in those 13 great states, which will largely determine the legislative fate of our great country, of we the people, for the next 2, and the next 4, and the next 6 years. Those who are elected in 2014 will govern with President Obama, no matter the party, for 2 years. and four more years thereafter with the president we elect in 2016. Therefore, these are critical elections, and they will have a tremendous influence on the politics and the legislation of President Barack Hussein Obama for the last 2 years as he retires. That reason alone should motivate every thinking and caring voter to vote and vote right. Essentially, one could say that if a voter wishes to have the policies, philosophy, and political points of view of President Obama to continue, one would vote Democrat. If, on the other hand, an American citizen wishes something different, perhaps radically different, fundamental change in Washington to the policies of Obama and the Democrats, one, of course, would vote Republican, perhaps conservative, to make certain that changes would occur. Many political analysts think elections 2014 are as important as elections 2016, with a brand new president to elect. I do. What do you think? The political fortunes and opportunities of the new president 2016 will rest largely on the House and Senate, which we the people elect November 4th, 2014. Perhaps the most important issue which Congress 2014 will deal with is the debt, the financial. So many think that we must elect a House of Representatives and Senators, old or new, who are fiscally responsible, concerned with limiting and controlling the debt, utilizing American finances and tax revenues far more wisely. And I pray that you think the same. In March 2015, our United States federal government will hit its borrowing limit, and then will come the debate whether or how to borrow more money. It's just awful. We never cut spending, we just borrow more. Borrow more money, increase the debt, and further financially obligate we the people and our children for years and years to come. Before that, a budget will be set, I hope, by a House of Representatives which will probably be controlled by Republicans, and possibly a U.S. Senate controlled by Republicans, which would undoubtedly be a more conservative budget than Democrats would propose. If you truly believe in fiscal restraint and conservative budget policies, perhaps even a balanced budget, something in which I firmly believe, you should vote for fiscally conservative candidates. There are many in Washington now, but perhaps the more, the better, don't you think? Vote and vote right if in fact you care about the budget and American finances and yours. It is interesting that some of the United States Senate's most fiscally conservative members are quite likely to be contenders for the Republican, the GOP presidential nomination in 2016. Those possible candidates include Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, Rand Paul of Kentucky, and Marco Rubio of Florida, among others. If we the people voting in 2014 show our support for conservative senatorial candidates as it relates to fiscal policy, there can be a congressional platform for those senators as they contend for the GOP presidential nomination in 2016. How interesting that would be politically, for those men and women are fiscally conservative. So, my fellow Americans, now comes soon, only a matter of days, the great elections. They occur Tuesday, November 4, 2014. Are you ready to vote? I pray you will vote, and I further pray that you will vote right. I pray that you will vote for men and women who are constitutionally committed, champions of the rule of law, truly concerned with representing rather than ruling, men and women who are deeply patriotic and passionate about our great country and determined to bring the highest morality and integrity to office. Passion for America is more important than politics. Caring for the Constitution transcends parties. Deeply respecting the rule of law makes politicians representatives and not rulers. Your vote, your one vote, is critically important for America. Please vote, my fellow American, and please vote right. Know the issues, know them, and the candidates, and their political points of view, and vote the right people in and the wrong people out. One more thing, my fellow Americans, one more thing. Be wary of celebrities. You will hear Hollywood left endorsing liberal and Democrat, like actors Clooney and Pitt and Streisand and Jolie and others. And you will hear actors and actresses endorsing Republicans and conservatives like Clint Eastwood, Kelsey Grammer, John Voight, Denzel Washington, just to name some. Ignore them. Ignore them. None of them really and truly understand the issues, and all they want to do is influence your vote. Ignore them. The more, for example, I would listen to a Barbara Streisand and her endorsement, for sure I would vote the other way. I hope you feel the same. And in that same vein, ignore polls. Just don't believe them. Polls are far more inaccurate than accurate. When polls show large leads for candidates, that keeps some people from voting. Don't listen to the polls. Not at all. Vote, no matter what the polls say. Vote. And finally, beware of media slant. The mainstream American media is highly biased and liberal. Ignore them, and especially their editorials or endorsements. Read carefully and critically conservative press, and watch or listen just as critically to Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and others. Think for yourself, and ignore all political thinking and bias. Think for yourself, and vote right. And academia. Ignore academia. Please ignore academia. 93% of all so-called professors are liberal, even radical, and a good portion even anti-American. Ignore them. Unfortunately, they have incredible influence over the young, the students, and it seems in some educational institutions they are required to believe and consequently act, vote, as the professors do. Oh, that's tragic for America. I think all Americans should ignore professors. Ignore academia when it comes to politics. There is hardly any more biased bastion of prejudicial thinking than academia. Ignore them. Think for yourself and vote your mind and your heart. America more than ever needs right-thinking citizens voting right to effectuate change, real change in Washington, D.C., and for all America. You, my fellow American, can make that happen. And you can do that Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. So, one more time, please do it. Please vote.